Well, here I am. 2 days, two episodes. 2 days, two episodes in a row. And why not record an episode when this team has won 7 straight? Why not? Let's do it. And when you beat your crosstown rival, you end the series, the season series tied at 2-2. You win 2 in a row against this team that you haven't won consecutive games or even a game against in the past 2 years. But you do it. And you do it pretty damn well. You break some records in the process. You tie some records in the process. And your team is firing on all cylinders. So let's talk about it, right? I came here to recap a game against the Boston Celtics where the Knicks played absolutely phenomenal against one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference and the NBA. We now go into the game against the Nets, and I say, previewing that game for a little bit, last episode I said, if the Knicks keep on playing the way that they've been playing, there is no reason they should lose this game. And I said, I don't want to be too cocky. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I'm pretty cocky right now, but I don't want to get too cocky. But I think if the Knicks play the way that they've been playing this season, or in the past, sorry, since the All-Star break, I should say, they will win this game, no doubt. And that's exactly what they did. And they did it in a big, 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 three bigs? Is that enough? Way. I don't even know where to start. I guess I'll start with the final score. The final score is 142-118. The Knicks, once again now, in like their second or third straight game, I want to say, have come on fire in the first quarter with a corner three by Julius Randle starting out the quarter and 44 more points besides that three coming in the first quarter. 47-29, the Knicks outscored the Nets. 81 points were scored in that first quarter. 81! They exceeded a new franchise record for the Brooklyn Nets. Most points allowed in a first quarter with the 47, and most points allowed in a first half with the 81. So pretty cool records there. I believe the Knicks tied the most amount of three-pointers made in franchise history there. I think Jalen Brunson might have tied a record for the most amount of points scored by a Knick in the first half or something like that. And obviously, I said in the last episode that this team has such great chemistry that we don't need Jalen Brunson every night. But if we have him, it's great. We didn't have him really in the best way in the Boston game. He was a little bit off. Yeah, this was a Jalen Brunson game. Not so much in the second half as much, you know, in the first half. In the second half, he was kind of sharing the ball a little bit more. But the guy ended with 39 points in this one and went 15 for 18 from the field. What other guards in the NBA are going 15 for 18 from the field? Let me pull up the box score here, because I think he also shot well, obviously, if you're going that well. Brunson, 15 for 18 from the field, 5 for 6 from the three-point line behind the arc. 5 for 6 behind the arc. And you're not finding guards like that in the NBA. Unless you're looking at the tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 guys, you're looking at the top 10 point guards in the NBA that are shooting like that. 15 for 18. Who are... Like, I'm actually curious who you're going to find that shoots that well. But let me see if I have anything from the whole game. So obviously this was the Jalen Brunson game. Although Randle didn't have his best, he was pretty good. Also, Quentin Grimes. I mean, you have the youngsters like Grimes. You also have Barrett. When you're able to have Barrett in that second half, driving in and doing his fadeaway shots, you have a guy like Josh Hart. And boy, has there ever been a better fit for a team that the Knicks have traded for? Has there ever been a better fit than Josh Hart has for this team? And he is, and only 4 points in this game, but I believe both of those sets of points was just him driving in, getting a layup. He's not scared of the defenders. Goes 1-2, the Euro step, past two defenders, and scores. Total confidence in that man. We saw even, the game was so out of hand, we saw Trevor Keels come in for the first time and get his first NBA points on a three-pointer. He actually got sent down. I'm recording this Thursday afternoon. He actually got sent back down to the Westchester Knicks, or would that be back up, I guess, because he's moving upstate. But we might not see Keels for a little bit. We got to see Miles McBride in this game too, but anyway, not the point. Emmanuel Quickley also playing. I mean, all these guys played well. There was Additions off the bench from Isaiah Hartenstein, too, getting putbacks. Mitchell Robinson doing what Mitchell Robinson always does with his putbacks, with his dunks, having 10 complete rebounds, 7 on defense, by the way. Randall having 8 rebounds on defense. This team, and I was watching because I have Xfinity, so I don't get MSG on there. So I was watching the YES broadcast with Ian Eagle and Sarah Kustak, and Kustak, I think, said it brilliantly. Against the Celtics, if you watch that game, or was it the Bulls game? When the Nets played the Bulls and they got absolutely destroyed this past weekend, it was the Nets not displaying effort and the Bulls displaying effort. In this game against the Knicks, it was the Nets displaying effort, putting their full hard work in, and the Knicks just beating them in that. Just showing that they're the better team, that they have better players. And if this doesn't tell you right now that the Knicks are a much better team than the Nets are currently, I don't know what does. I mean, the Knicks won this game by, 24 points? Can I do math right? I think I can do math right. So, yeah, man, I don't really know what else to say there. Obviously, they split the series at 2-2. I believe for the first two of those games, they had Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, the Nets did. When they didn't, it was a 124-106 Knicks win, and then a 142-118 Knicks win. And it's really crazy because we started the season watching this team, and we were like, okay, this seems pretty good. You know, they've been able to hold it close in games late. Then we had that problem later in the season where they were able to hold leads all the way until the fourth quarter, and we had those few games where they would just blow the lead. The other team, they couldn't keep 10, 15 point, 20 point leads. Teams would come back and they would beat them. And they're like, okay, this team's good, but they need to finish, right? They need to do this, okay? If we're going to have leads like this, we need to close the game out. And they weren't able to do that. And that was a little bit of a skit earlier in the season. Now, not only are the Knicks gaining a lead, starting off hot early. I didn't think I would be saying this season. The Knicks are crushing teams, and they're not just bad teams. The Nets right now are a place behind the Knicks in sixth. They're not a bad team. The Boston Celtics are second in the NBA. They're not a bad team. And again, second in the Eastern Conference, excuse me. And I understand that Tatum wasn't at his best, and he got kicked out of the game after his second tech. And I understand that they were without Jaylen Brown, who's back now, and the Knicks are actually going to be playing the Celtics again pretty soon. But these are pretty quality teams in the NBA that the Knicks are kind of blowing out of the water and just getting past them super easily. I want to go back to how good this team shot tonight or last night. And it got worse as the game progressed. I think the Knicks were taking, you know, they were up by a lot, so they were taking pretty bad looks and just throwing it up there, especially when the bench players got in, the youngsters. I think we had like three-point attempts in a row that were just all bricking. All the youngsters just wanted to get a long shot off. So the percentage of all of these kind of went down as the game progressed, but it's still pretty high. The Knicks, for mostly the entire game, shot over 60. At one point, for the first two quarters, shot over like 70% from the three-point line, which is unbelievable. They ended the game 57.1% behind the arc. Field goal percent, 60.7. And they out-rebounded the Nets by 15. So, there you go. The Knicks now progress to 19-15 at home. I believe that this is like another in a row, like six in a row wins at home for the Knicks, who kind of struggled earlier this year. And I guess I also want to go into how this team played in the first quarter. So it was pretty close in the beginning, in the first like 4 minutes of the game. The Knicks go up. What is it? Let me see here. The Knicks go up 12-11, and then they just don't stop. It eventually goes to 23-11, and then it goes up from there, and then continuously goes up until it's 47-29 at the end of that quarter. And I want to make sure I'm correct with the end of first half score. Let's see. Yeah, it was 81. It was 81. It was Royce O'Neal with that three-pointer. It would have been 81-54, but Royce O'Neal hit that, like, I think, buzzer beater into halftime, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, let's go to the box score. That's what I want to go to now. Let's go to the box score. So, for the New York Knicks, let's run through it. Let's start out with Julius Randle, 35 minutes for the big man, 7 for 15 from the field, about 50%, or not about, 50% from the three-point line, 4 for 8. He had 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 21 points. Pretty solid game for Randle. Mitchell Robinson, 26 minutes, 6 for 6 on the field because it was mainly just putbacks and dunks and stuff like that as your center should be doing. 10 assists, 10 rebounds, excuse me, 1 assist, had a steal in this game as well as a block, and had 13 points. Next player up, the man himself, the player of this game, and what I would call the game that it was, the Jalen Brunson game. Jalen Brunson, or at least in the first half, Jalen Brunson with 36 minutes, 15 for 18 from the field again, 5 for 6 from the three-point line. He had 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 39 points. RJ Barrett, 28 points, 5 for 11 from the field, was 2 for 2 from the three-point line, had 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 15 points. Quentin Grimes, 26 minutes, 8 for 12 from the field, 6 for 9 from the three-point line. Another great shooting night for Quentin Grimes. 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 22 points. Off the bench, Obi Toppin, only 13 minutes and 2 points. Isaiah Hartenstein, 19 minutes, 8 points. Emmanuel Quickley off the bench had in 22 minutes, went 6 for 12 from the field, 2 for 5 from the three-point line with 15 points. Also had 3 rebounds and 2 assists. Josh Hart only with the 4. And that really does it. I honestly have less to say about this game than I did about the Celtics game because it's just, it's crazy. I would not expect in the beginning of the season that the Knicks were just going to be blowing out teams like this. They are flat out crushing teams. And it's all stemming from, and I really want to stress this, the start of the first quarter that this team is having. When the Knicks start out hot, they've been able to close out the games pretty easily. And that's what you got to hope for that this team can do for the rest of the season. When you're outscoring teams, when you're scoring 47 in the first quarter and 81 in the first half, the W's are going to keep on coming. And again, we know that because in the last three games, the Knicks have outscored their opponent in the first quarter and in the first half. And they've won those three games, and now they've won 7 in a row. Now, I know this winning streak's not going to go forever. Obviously, I hope it continues. But let's just take what we have right now. Take it in as a Knicks fan. And it's really exciting stuff for this team. All right, let's look ahead to the future. I'll give you a little preview here. The Knicks are going to be playing the Miami Heat. It's going to be down in South Beach in Miami. At home, the Heat are very good. They're 19-11, as a home team should be. However, the Knicks are pretty good away. Like I said earlier in the season, they had kind of struggled at the Garden. They're 18-12 away. So let's talk about the last time these teams played each other. It was pretty frequently. It was actually exactly a month ago at this point. If you remember, it was a very, very, very close game down to the wire. And with the Knicks just squeezing out the victory, 106-104. Our top scorer in that game was RJ Barrett. Behind him, it was Randle with, 23 points. And in that game, I guess you want to keep this in mind, we had McBride playing off the bench, Evan Fournier with 18 minutes here, Isaiah Hartenstein with 29 minutes. So we were without Jalen Brunson in this game. A starter for us was Jericho Sims. So we were without Mitchell Robinson, Jalen Brunson, I guess that was when Brunson had was injured. So this team is coming into this game now, obviously on a 7-game win streak, and also with their best player back, you could say, and also a very good asset in Mitchell Robinson as well. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a different result and hopefully a bigger win for this Knicks team. So they're seeking their 8th straight win here. And let me see what's going on with the injury report. So Kyle Lowry, Nikola Jokic were out on the 28th of February. And their last 5 games were four losses and a win. They played the 76ers two times in a row, beat them one time, 101-98, and then they just lost yesterday, 119-96 against the 76ers, and obviously the Knicks have won their last five. If the Knicks keep playing the way that they've been playing, this is an easy win. And it's a big win. We need this win because the Heat are in seventh. They're only, three or four and a half games back of the Knicks. And what the Knicks need to focus on is beating those teams so they can get closer and closer to fourth. So I guess let's shift this preview to the NBA standings right now. Obviously, the top four haven't changed. But past that point, the Knicks are now cleared by two games against the Nets. So I'm not going to say they're way behind us in the rearview mirror because of the Nets start. I mean, they're on a losing streak right now. They're not doing so well, but they could turn it up and the Knicks can turn it down. You know, we'll flip right back to six. But right now, we're ahead of the Nets and we're feeling comfortable and good about that from the way we just played them last night. We're ahead two games on the Nets. We're now only one and a half games back of the Cleveland Cavaliers for fourth place. The Cavs just lost last night to the Celtics. And the Knicks are actually going to be... They're playing the Heat at the closer to the end of... not the Heat, sorry. That's who we're playing. I'm looking for the next time the Knicks play the Cavs. Unless their season's... They play them right at the end of March. So March 31st is the next time they play the Cavs. The Knicks' next three, looking at it, they play the Heat tomorrow. Sunday night game against the Celtics, which is another big one because they're going to be having Tatum hopefully back at his A game and Jaylen Brown's back. And they're playing the Hornets. So let's see what the Knicks do against the Heat. But just know that this team has a chance, if they continue playing super well here, to overtake the Cavs for that fourth spot and get home court advantage in the NBA playoffs. It's possible. Right now with this team winning seven in a row, anything is possible. But just know, you know, you wouldn't think they would be that close. But there are only one and a half games back of the Cavs for fourth place in the Eastern Conference standings. Okay. What are we at? All right, we're coming up to 20 minutes. So I think that's good. Again, the Knicks play unbelievably well against this Brooklyn Nets team. They get a win, 142-118. Jalen Brunson shooting the lights out in the first quarter. 15 for 18 from the field, and a total amount of 39 points in 36 minutes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the State That Never Sleeps podcast. I hope the Knicks keep winning, and I keep putting out episodes. Subscribe to the podcast and Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you listen. For more places to listen, go to shipitstudios.com/the City That Never Sleeps. I'm on Twitter at Joshola29. The podcast is on Twitter at TCTNS Official. I was tweeting out some pretty funny meme last night. That was pretty cool. So go follow that. And thank you so much again for listening. Go New York, go New York, go. And I'll see you next time. Peace. We are the New York Knicks. 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 They go New York. On the floor, scoring Morris 94, and the Knicks are hardcore, and I'll tell you like this, we ain't never looked sharper, with Hubert, Bonner, Gray, and Harper, it's the Knicks, and we're back on pace, everyone's gearing up for the championship race, and the fans are going crazy, and they're doing it for a reason, cause 94 is the Knickerbocker season, you better believe the Knicks got all that takes, we're shooting three-pointers, and we're running fast breaks, and if your defense makes a mistake, then bam, you ain't dunks in your face, this is a team you don't wanna miss, we are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Say go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. See, you're busted. All you hear is a swish. Threes by Starks and dunks by Smith. And no rebounds if that's the case. We put Oakley and Mace in your face. We draw charges and we send picks. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Say go New York, go New York, go.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason, and this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.